review Brachos Daf Chafalef. We're continuing the discussion from yesterday's Daf about a Balkari being Mahara Beliba, because we have to deal with Takanas Ezra that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. So the Gemara tries to formulate the rule, which things should a Balkari be Maharer and which things should he skip altogether. So after discussing the possibility that it depends on whether the passage contains Malchus Shamayim or not, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that anything that's Daraisa, he's Maharer. Anything that's Rabbanon, he's not even Maharer. He could just skip it entirely. Then the Gemara discusses both Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, that those are the only two brachos that are Daraisa. Source for Birchas HaMazon is Yechalta V'Sivata V'Rachta. The source for Birchas HaTorah, Kishem HaShemekra HaVagodel Elkenu. And Rabbi Yochanan suggests that maybe Lamanu Birchas HaTorah L'Achrem and Birchas HaMazon Mikal v'chomer. Maybe we could suggest that making a birchas hananin before you eat and making a bracha on Torah after you learn is also din daraisa based on the kal v'chomer, but the Gemara rejects any such kal v'chomers because mazon has its own unique element in that it's nehene, so you can't learn birchas Torah from it, and Torah has its own unique element in that it's chaye olam, so you can't learn anything about mazon from that. The Gemara then quotes a series of statements by Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the first of which, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, Savik Lo Kara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, if you're Masupik, whether you said Shema or not, you do not say it again. Because he holds that Kriya Shema is only Drabbanon, when the Pasuk says, B'shachcha V'kumecha, that's not about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is only Drabbanon, but if you're Masupik, whether you said Emes V'yatziv, then you would repeat Emes V'yatziv, because Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim is Daraisa. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar thinks, if you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, since it's Daraisa, you do need to repeat Kriya Shema. But Rabbi Lazar adds another din, that if you're not sure if you davened, that you should not daven again. Eino chozer mispalel. And that is not agreed upon by everybody either. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, what do you mean, don't daven? Ulevai sheyispalel adam kol yom kulo. And if you davened before, so you'll daven again. Halavai, we should all daven all day long. The second statement of Rabbi Amar Shmuel is, hayomid b'tfilah v'niskar sheyispalel. Let's say you're in the middle of davening and you realize that you already davened, so then you stop, even if you're right in the middle of a bracha, you don't even finish the bracha that you're in the middle of. This is different than if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei on Shabbos and you realize you're saying the weekday Shemona Esrei, where you at least finish the bracha that you're in the middle of saying, because it's not that the bracha is inappropriate for Shabbos, it's just that Chazal didn't require you to say that bracha on Shabbos because they didn't want to be matriachas out of covered Shabbos. But you're still a bar chayuva and tefila, so you can finish the bracha. But if someone already davened and they just realize in the middle of a bracha that they already davened, they're not a bar chayuva at all, so they just stop right in the middle. Then we have the third statement of Rabbi Amar Shmuel in the very bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that Hispalel v'nichlas beis haknesses u'matzah tzibur shemispalelin. If you have already davened and then you walk into shul and you find that there's a tzibur davening, so if you don't have anything to be mechadish in the tefillah, you should not be chozer mispalel. And even though you only davened b'yachidus before, so I might think now that there's a tzibur, it's a qualitatively different tefillah, and therefore maybe you should daven again. No, you don't daven again with the tzibur. The Gemara then discusses, what if you come late to shul? Amar Rafuna, nichnas lebeis haknesses, and you find that the tzibur is davening Shmona Esrei already. So, machlokes amorayim. At what point would you say that it's too late to start your own Shemona Esrei? Is it if you're not going to be able to get up to finish Shemona Esrei before the tzibur gets to modim in the Chazaras Hashatz, or that you're not going to be able to finish your Shemona Esrei before the tzibur gets to kedusha in the Chazaras Hashatz? Once we mention kedusha, the Gemara tells us called davrusha b'kedusha lo yepachus me'asara, that whenever we have any davrusha b'kedusha, we always require a minion for a davrusha b'kedusha. The source for requiring a minion for Davar Shabbat Kedusha is from the Pesukim by the Meraglim. We learn Toch Toch v'Nekdashti Pesach b'nei Yisrael hibaldu mitocha eda azos. So we learn that just like over there it's 10, so v'Nekdashti Pesach b'nei Yisrael is also when Dafka, when there are 10 people. The Gemara then quotes a machlokas whether you should stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. We said that you don't stop for other things. What about for Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba? So the Gemara says that you don't stop for anything chutz min Yehi Shmei Agadol Mevarach Shafilu Osik B'Maisa Merkava Posek. Even if you're Osik in the Maisa Merkava, you stop in the middle for Yehi Shmei Rabba. We saw in Daf Gimel how important Yehi Shmei Rabba is and how meaningful it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Gemara says, V'lasil Chesakav, say we don't pask in that way. We don't stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei for anything. And the Daf finishes off with a discussion of the source for the idea that a Balkari is also B'divrei Torah. And the Gemara suggests, a drasha that involves smuchim, that involves darshaning the juxtaposition of two different psukim, which leads us into an entire discussion about smuchim, and the Gemara proves that even if generally one does not like to darshan smuchim, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, is that he doesn't darshan smuchim, but afilu mandalo darsh smuchim, bekala Torah, b'mishnah Torah darish. When it comes to Sefer Devarim, everyone would darshan smuchim, including Rabbi Yehuda. And Mirza Hashem, tomorrow's Daf Chaf Beis, we'll continue a discussion about this Takana Sezra.